Like a Peach by Fall Be Kind, read by Kath. Necessitated Rivalry fanfic featuring Shane Hollander, Ilya Rosanoff.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
Chapter 1, Mad Descent.
I focus on the pain, the only thing.
He's been absolutely covered in them since he was a toddler. Just constellations of them, entire galaxies, all over. Not many fresh ones today, start of season, but never without. So there's no explanation for why Shane does what he does next. Ilya fucking Rosanoff is here, in his room. Had pursued him for weeks, in hindsight. The thought scrambles his brain. Rosanoff slips his arms under Shane's to pull his hips closer, knuckles grazing a real doozy from training yesterday, and Shane hisses before he gets a chance to filter it. Great. This okay? Rosanoff rumbles, voice impossibly deep and soothing. Checking in over and over. Shane is overwhelmed by it. He'd expected so much worse, so much less. He's grateful, but it still worries him to a degree. Just because he feels like a baby deer learning to walk doesn't mean he's keen to broadcast it. There's no upper hand to be had, not for him, not tonight. But he's aiming for a baseline of composure and airiness. I can handle it, Shane says, a little snotty maybe, trying to save face. I know you can handle it, Rosanoff rumbles, self-assured. Do you like it? A quiet, breathy, what? That reveals too much already. Rosanoff stills. His eyes search Shane's as fingers trace the affected ribs. They press down, slowly and deliberately, and Rosanoff's lips part just as Shane's eyes fall shut, and Shane wishes he'd kept them open, but it's impossible. The combined effects of the dull ache blooming outwards, Shane's arousal fighting with embarrassment, Rosanoff's intense attention on him, and the overwhelming intimacy of the moment, making his knees buckle like some sort of damsel. Shane's breath catches in his throat, loud in the quiet of the room around them, and the back of his head hits the wall with a thud. Is all Rosanoff says, which Shane cannot get a read on, even with all his might. The moment passes, but somewhere a door creeps open. It takes him weeks to untangle the memories of that night. So many firsts to catalog. So many reasons why this should never have happened. And another list for why it should never happen again. Do you like it? It's broken something in Shane's brain. You can like something like that? You're allowed to? People do that? No, it has to be some sort of malfunction, on a neurological level. Wires must have crossed, circuits tripped. He really fucking does, is the problem. Like it. Something's different, just in general. Like wearing sunglasses, a filter of sorts over everything. But if Shane were in any way honest with himself, he'd know it was more like going without for the first time. He's painfully aware of his body these days. How it moves, how it looks, how it responds to stimuli. And it is responding lately. His bruises, too. Always just there, so used to them they'd barely registered anymore. But recently there's been a sort of constant hum of them at the edge of his awareness. It's a layer of input he really doesn't need right now, busy as he is. But he's been woken up, restless, needy. Late in bed when all his chores are done, fingers travel up to his collarbone, where the newest acquisition is waiting for him. Montreal, January 7th, Degenais. Mostly red, with some burst capillaries dotting the area. The pain blooms beautifully, fresh and sharp, and images of that night in Toronto well up. He allows them in for once, and imagines new ones, too. Rozanov dragging him into a dark corner, pushing him to his knees. Rozanov all over him, licking into his mouth, hand-fisted in his hair. Rozanov pressing him face first into the wall, hands down Shane's pants, the promise of something more digging into his back. He presses harder and curls his nails into the mottled skin. His cock twitches, untouched and achingly hard. Shane picked a great time to be losing his mind. It had taken all of his energy to keep it together for the Raiders' arrival, and with it, the promise of... Instead, 2 feet of snow. No game, no meet-up after. But his body didn't get the message. He's pacing around the apartment, doing his breathing exercises like an idiot, but there's ants crawling up his back. And dinner at Hayden's is going to be a nightmare in this state. And he might actually be coming apart at the seams. He runs up the stairs 2 at a time and stands still at the top, breathing hard. He's frantic for some sort of relief. It dawns on him then what needs to be done. Fine, he says out loud to no one, turns on the shower in the bathroom, and stomps into his bedroom to grab the box from under his bed, still taped up. He was supposed to get fucked tonight. He'll just have to take matters into his own hands. It makes just enough sense. The shower is too hot, the thing too big, the water washing away the lube, but Shane makes it work somehow, pushing back slowly, letting his stubborn side take all the way over and get the job done. He completely forgets to enjoy it until the whole thing is in him. Only then does he let himself take several shuddering breaths. Holy shit! Bent over, regretting not just getting on his hands and knees, he looks down at his half-hard cock, then at the mess of purple and green on his outer left thigh, and before he knows it, he's clawing at the bruise. Buffalo, January 27th, Wilson. The pain is an anchor through the otherwise completely unreal sensation. Shane lets it sharpen his senses and feed the arousal. He imagines hands snaking around his waist, a chest pressed up against his back, a kiss in his neck. Finally, he grabs hold of his cock and begins to move, awkward as it is to keep his balance. He folds over more, putting all his upper weight on the hand on his thigh, and gasps as the ache intensifies. The warm shower glass behind him could pass as a solid pair of thighs if he doesn't think about it too closely, and he pushes back against it over and over, imagining what could have happened tonight. The closer he is, the more he senses Rozanov's absence. He wouldn't be silent, Shay knows that about him now. He'd be humming, moaning, letting out a few Russian words Shane would kill to understand. Shane would get his pecs groped too, no doubt. He's been working on those at the gym, something he'd rather die than admit out loud. He can't help it. Rozanov makes him feel wanted. Fuck, but Shane wants him to. He speeds up and lets the want take over for just a moment before burying it again for the foreseeable future. He lets it in like opening a tap, gets hot all over, shivers up his spine into his neck. Shane finds it hard to swallow suddenly and races to get to the edge. The familiar rush quickly evolves into something deeper and far more intense than he's used to, something that spreads throughout his whole body, makes his quads tremble. Jesus Christ. The noise he makes is shock more than anything, echoing against the shower glass. But there's a lump in his throat where Rozanov's dick should have been tonight. And there may or may not be a few tears in among the shower water. Good thing he's so great at not reading into things. It's hard not to feel like something's gone terribly sideways when you're having to jerk it in your friend's bathroom just because your thigh gets caught on a table leg. Shane tries not to look at the family photos on his way out. He's dodged a bullet. Probably. For sure. For a moment there, Shane was drifting into dangerous territory, wanting things he shouldn't be wanting, feeling an obsession coming on. He knows what happens when stuff like that takes hold. It consumes him. He needs to focus, stay healthy, keep his mind on hockey, on the day in front of him. Life's good that way. Simple. If he can just get his head straight, he'll be rewarded. The door is pulled to, but never quite manages to close, as if something is stuck in between. It's really him, warm under Shane's hands, alive. It's been so unbelievably long. Shane is stunned for the first few minutes, just letting Rozanov do whatever. He gets groped, petted, kissed, pushed, pulled. No wonder it takes a moment for his brain to come back online. For a year and a half, longer even, he'd given it his all. Staying focused, practicing mindfulness, putting his energy into friendship, leadership, sponsorship, becoming the best boy anyone could wish for. And it didn't win him the cup. It didn't stop him being lonely. It didn't stop him feeling like a freak. These last few weeks have been torture. The moment he'd made up his mind, wanting this, saying, fuck it, for maybe the first time ever, he couldn't wait another second. And then there's the other thing. Rozanov doesn't notice. Not yet. Too busy getting his own pants off. Shane sits there for a moment on the edge of the bed, expectant. Rozanov gets the last sock off his foot and looks up, then stops. God, he looks like he belongs in a magazine shoot, not Shane's home. This is ridiculous. What? Shane swallows. Nothing. Nothing what, Hollander? Nothing, Shane says, but he's looking at his arm. Rozanov follows his gaze and whistles between his teeth. He comes to stand in between Shane's legs. Not from today, he asks, but shakes his head like he knows the answer. Winnipeg, Tuesday, Camry. Ilya snorts at that. Shane isn't sure what part. It hurts. Shane doesn't know what to say to that, so he just shrugs. Rozanov's fingers come up. Gently, feathery caresses that are just unbearable. His upper arm is covered in hot pink tendrils. There's a background of dark blue forming, blobs of it starting to curl around his bicep. Shane barely realizes he started leaning into the touch. Rozanov turns to him. Shane forces himself to look up and sees eyes locked on his, pupils darting side to side. A thumb presses slowly into the nastiest part, where the bruising is deep purple. Shane's mouth drops open, and he tries with all his might to keep his eyes from fluttering shut. He gets rewarded with Rozanov's rapt expression. Without looking away, Rosenov begins to move his thumb. To his complete embarrassment, Shane lets out a desperate little "ah" out loud. Rosenov has a tiny little smile on the edge of his mouth. Shane wants to disappear. "Fuck off."
"This is thing now, yes?"
Shane begins to shake his head. "No, forget it." But the thumb moves again, and Shane's hips snap upward.
So smug, always.
Rosenov grabs Shane's jaw and kisses him roughly, lip bite and all, leaving Shane gasping for air.
He's stupidly hard. "Could be fun, if you want it to be," he murmurs against Shane's lips.
A violent shiver rattles his shoulders, and Rosenov notices, of course. He reaches out tentatively, then pushes at them until Shane flops backwards onto the bed, a dangerous smirk plastered across his face, and climbs in between Shane's legs as he scoots back, like a fucking panther stalking its prey.
"This is happening. Fuck. Okay."
Rosenov's hips come to sit snugly against Shane's open thighs, cock resting warm against his lower belly, as two solid trunks of arms grab his wrists and push them over his head. The weight on them, as they sink deep into the mattress, makes Shane squirm. The way Rosenov can make him feel small is something that shocks him every time. It feels right, and that in itself is beyond terrifying. With every encounter, Rosenov buries himself deeper into Shane's life, rewriting the blueprint. If this is right, who else could possibly fit?
"Of course it's not right. Of course not. That would be insane. That is just..."
"You like pain, Hollander?"
Low and smooth. "Curious." Shane's skin heats up, a burning that spreads across his chest, envelops his neck and cheeks. Shane has always known his vulnerability with Rosenov could be turned against him. He spent countless hours running through scenarios where Rosenov would exploit it. One devastating comment on the ice could destroy a game. An accusation in the press could end his career. Each time they meet up, an opportunity to accidentally incapacitate him. The sexting issue tonight was a perfect example. No way of knowing whether Rosenov was just playing around or deliberately sabotaging. It would never occur to Shane to inflict any of it. But he has no control over Rosenov. And it's not like his gut instinct is necessarily finely attuned. The whole thing remains a constant risk. Shane vowed to himself he'd stay cautious. And here he is, just hours later, inviting it in.
"You like pain, Hollander?"
It hits him in that moment what he's opening himself up to.
"I mean, not like I need to be able to play," he backtracks, looking up at the ceiling, anywhere but those searching eyes.
He's so busy trying to find the words, he misses Rosenov lowering his head. The next moment, his vision whites out. Rosenov has sunk his teeth into his nipple. A choked off, "Fuck!" as Shane's hips curl down, then up, writhing in the rumpled sheets. Rosenov follows them with his, gets some friction going between them, and Shane's eyes fly open, wet and desperate. He's soaring. Rosenov's eyes flick up to meet his.
"I think I know what kind you mean," Rosenov says, with that infuriating little pout that tells Shane he's being cute. "And yeah, okay. Maybe it was clear all along, from context. Maybe it was stupid to worry. He can't help it, with so much on the line. He's already regretting implying Rosenov might be planning to harm him to the point of compromising a game, when at no point has he shown any indication. He's been sweet, almost. There's a churning, nauseating sensation in his stomach that threatens to overtake. But Rosenov is coming up to kiss him again, and his mind goes blank. Later, being gloriously fucked into his own mattress, Rosenov pulls Shane's left hand out and curls it onto his back, and Shane loses his fucking mind.
Without the support of his arm, his cheek gets awkwardly squashed into the sheet so he can't see, breath saturating the cotton until it becomes hard to breathe. Or that could be Rosanoff fucking him impossibly deeper. The hand is pushed slowly up his back until Shane hits his limit and the floodgates open. Ah, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God, please. He's sobbing, drooling, babbling absolute nonsense, eyes rolling to the back of his head. Nowhere else he'd rather be. His putty in Rosanoff's hands.
Fuck, Hollander, comes Rosanoff's voice through wet gasps.
Rosanoff, who is close, delivering short, sharp thrusts that punch the breath out of Shane. Rosanoff, who drapes himself over Shane's back and starts rutting into him, puts his mouth to Shane's arm and digs his teeth into the worst of the bruise. Rosanoff, who wrings Shane out like a towel, hands free. Shane doesn't have any by the time the awards roll around. He barely expects Rosanoff to show up, equal parts dread and relief, whichever way it goes. At first he'd thought, fair, it was his turn to suffer, having held Rosanoff at arm's length for the better part of 2 years. After Sochi, it started to look like Rosanoff has simply lost interest. But Shane knows better. He'd spent months regretting the whole thing, lying awake, replaying it over and over in his head. He'd fucked up a perfectly good thing with his freak shit. But you know what? It's fine. He can be an adult about it. They can go back to colleagues, rivals, whatever. Except now there's a hand trailing possessively down his back in front of a million cameras, which sends an itch through Shane like an old reactivated mosquito bite. And suddenly he's a puddle of goo. An angry, frustrated puddle of goo. He doesn't get any new ones either, that night. It's safer this way, they've agreed. Bruises are expected. If Shane starts strutting around the locker room showers covered in bite marks or hickeys, it would be over. He's more than aware of how bad a liar he is. Existing bruises are fair game. Rosanoff goes to town on them any time they meet. Shane tries to collect a variety, just so there's options. A few days before, he gets a little clumsy, gets himself in between fights, starts them very occasionally. Hunter's chirp was a different beast, but he happily took the bait. It did rattle him all the way into the weekend. At the time, he was just glad to be given another excuse to get physical. Got a nice stick to the forearm from one of the boys trying to hold him back. He nearly mentions it to Rosanoff, but it slips his mind soon after fingers wrap around his arm and begin to squeeze. He gets jealous sometimes, Rosanoff. Shane texts him updates of the bruises he collects, tries to get them nice and purple at the right time, before they turn green-yellow. Date, city, name. There are players he dislikes. Entire teams he turns his nose up to. One time Shane gets an admiral's stick to the neck, and Rosanoff sucks on it for what feels like the best part of an hour. Can't help himself until it's deep red and perfectly round. Fixed it, he says, and proceeds to fuck Shane so good he straight up cries. Jealous, possessive Rosanoff should be classed as an illegal drug. The advantage it gives Shane on the ice is blatantly unfair. For the first time, Shane feels like it could be their year. One Metro's Raiders game, Rozanov brutally boards him. Shay nearly drops to the ice. It's the single most erotic thing that's ever happened to him. His ribs get battered, which gives him a chance to sit down and will away his boner. They won't see each other for a month after tonight, and Rozanov knows. Shane could cry. It's one thing to have a secret fuck buddy, but this is flowers. This is your favorite chocolates. This is, I didn't have to, I wanted to, for you. That night, Shane gets on his knees before the door has even fallen shut and tries to be the best little hole anyone could ever fuck. Rozanov tries to apologize, but gets shut up pretty quickly. Shane doesn't deserve any more, but gets railed into the couch cushions anyway, Rozanov's hands digging into his sides. Shane bites his own arm to keep from blurting out something stupid like, "Marry me." The press laps it up, the rivalry becoming more brutal, more physical. Hollander getting a bit of an edge. The boys love it, can't stop clapping him on the back about it. That's not the part Shane objects to. He starts getting uncomfortable questions during press conferences. His mom keeps checking in. Little things that keep him up at night. Then there's photo shoots, try-ons with stylists, sponsorship bullshit. Jane. It's still getting darker. Lily. Sexy. Jane. It'll look disgusting by Friday. I'm not even supposed to have any left. The last game was 3 weeks ago. Lily. They cover it with makeup. No big deal. Jane. It's literally on my watch arm. The whole shoot team will see. My mom's going to start asking questions. This was such a bad idea. Lily. What do you want from me? You ask me to tie you up. I tie you up. Jane. You couldn't have used a tie or something? Did it have to be actual rope? Fuck, what am I going to do? Lily. I am not amateur. You could not get away even if you tried. Jane. Would it kill you to be sympathetic? You have sponsors. You know what it's like. Lily. I am sorry you're freaking out over nothing. Lily. Smirnoff idiots would pay me extra for bruises. Jane, this isn't worth another panic attack. Lily, it isn't. Lily, wait, what isn't? As soon as the front door closes, Shane rolls onto his side and curls in on himself. He's distantly aware he should wait for Rose's cab to get off the lot in case she forgot something, but the dam has broken. Heart beating out of his chest, a washing machine in his ears. I'm trying. I've tried. It's not working. Why is it not working? He blinks a mile a minute, but his vision keeps going, which is worrying. He desperately tries to get his heart rate under control, holding his breath in between sobs. The formula that ran his life for so long is broken. Rules are being rewritten without him knowing. Shane has never worked this hard at anything in his life. Never been more responsible with his choices. Never been more considerate of everyone around him. And instead of things sorting themselves out, it's all come crashing down on him. His body won't stop shaking. His stomach turns at the thought of what Rose might be thinking of him. The stress excuse was flimsy, he's more than aware. Flashes of Ilya surface in between waves of nausea. The game had been a disaster, obviously. Ilya had refused to acknowledge Shane existed, which he supposed was fair. So they just kept out of each other's way, to the complete detriment of any gameplay. Never in his life had Shane allowed personal issues to derail a game to this degree. Worse, Coach hadn't even chewed him out for it after, like Shane had hoped. They'd all tiptoed around it, so he just avoided everyone's gaze and slipped out the door first chance he got. His mom had tried to call him.
it let it go to voicemail. Desperate to make someone happy, he'd agreed to meet Rose at CL after. She hadn't tried to wave it away, which he'd appreciated, even though he deserved so much more. He remembers wanting to scream, to beg someone to put him in his place, to shake him up and say, "This was beyond unacceptable. Do better. Be better." Shane's punishment arrived in a different form. What are the fucking odds? He drags himself into the bathroom for the second shower this morning. He can't stop feeling grimy, unclean on a level that doesn't just rinse off. His skin doesn't feel his own. He steps out of his boxers, loses his balance, and hits his hip on the edge of the marble sink. Hard. A thrill of relief spreads through him. Punishment and reward, twisted into one sick knot. He doesn't deserve it. It's all he deserves. He does it again and again. It looks gnarly after only a few hits, but he can't stop. Tears falling, his face crunched up. All he can think of is Ilya's lips on someone else's neck. He knows why he can't have what he wants, but he's not supposed to want what he can't have. That's on him. He throws himself against the sink a few more times. Fuck these stupid anti-fog mirrors. He looks pathetic, all puffy and red and hard and bleeding. In the shower, he watches the water turn pink as he jerks off, roughly, punishingly. Ilya's hand around his own waist, Ilya's mouth on his neck, tongue in his ear. Ilya, Ilya, Ilya. He comes so easily, like it's the only thing in the past 24 hours that's made any sense. Chapter 2, Open Eye Signal. I want to make you feel better. It's such a lame thing to say after the shock of Ilya's heart out there in the open. Shane scrambles for something more meaningful, but it just won't come. Ilya sniffs, blinks, doesn't let go. I know there's nothing I can do about... You know how to make me feel better, Ilya cuts him off. Shane wouldn't have known how to finish a sentence anyway. Ilya's hand slides from his back to his hip and gives the crease there a little squeeze. Shane's cock jumps to attention. A flash of something in the pit of his stomach, tendrils reaching out, a thrill at the idea of being useful, offering up his body for Ilya to use. It's their shared language, the only one they're both fluent in, and Shane has a lot to say tonight. After another long silence and a deep breath in, Ilya gets his arms under Shane's thighs and turns them over like he weighs nothing. Shane's chest does a little flutter as his back hits the bed, Ilya glued to his chest. We can't be something, Hollander. It'll be different this once. Shane gets to show him, finally, how stupid in love he is. He gets his hand around Ilya's neck and pulls him into a kiss. Dry, chaste, just pecks until Ilya gets his tongue involved. Shane's cue to proceed. He buries his hands in Ilya's curls, tugs at them a little, tilts his head, and gets to work. Shane has never really been present enough to notice the effect he has on Ilya. Always so preoccupied with himself, how he was coming across, how Ilya was making him feel. Straining to maintain the right balance between casual and interested. All of that has fallen away, creating bandwidth for processing all of Ilya at once. It's intoxicating. He can feel Ilya's hips starting to respond, little erratic jolts becoming a wave pattern. Shane takes the rhythm and deepens it. Tongue flicks matching, and hands begin to roam. Ilya breaks off first, panting. All revved up already. He nips at Shane's throat, lightly, teeth grabbing skin and slowly letting go. Shane's breath hitches. A promise of something. It should be him on top, really, Shane realizes. Always too late to notice things. But Ilya has already opened his shirt, fingers curling into the waistband of Shane's pants, to pull them off. Shane jolts as knuckles graze his hip. Oh, right. Pants discarded, he watches Ilya come back up to hover over Shane's damp and tented boxers, eyes narrowed, and Shane can't stop the panic rushing in. Fingers trace the edge where his thigh starts. This for me? Shane lifts his head off the pillow to look down, a swirl of purple, yellow, and green spilling out. Before he can think of any solid excuses, Ilya lifts the hem to take a better look. Shane covers his face with his arm. It wasn't supposed to be about him. Ilya pulls his boxers all the way off. Shane, he says, so beautifully, but it sounds like a warning. I just missed you, Shane mumbles. He feels thighs straddling him and a gentle hand pulling his arm away from his face. ID. It sounds as cold as his gaze is. Montreal, January 16th, Hollander, he says on autopilot. There's no time between the words leaving his mouth and Ilya's face hardening further. It was an eventful night for both of them, in hindsight. Ilya shakes his head, a fierce, determined frown spreading across his brow bone that makes Shane's whole twitch. Ilya grabs his jaw, as if he doesn't already have Shane's full attention. No. No? Ilya's hand slides down to rest heavy across Shane's entire neck. His lips purse as he clenches his jaw. Shane's mouth goes dry. Not you. Not ever. I will not allow it. Shane's eyes well up almost instantly. His body follows soon after, letting out a breath that deflates his whole body, pinning his limbs to the mattress like a weighted blanket. He's never been this crazy about anyone. His chest burns with it. Everything he's been aching for all these years has always been right here, in Ilya Rozanov. He understands finally what it means to feel seen. I'm yours. I've been yours. We just didn't know. Tell me you won't, Ilya says tightly. I won't, Shane whispers, lashes heavy with tears. Vows exchanged. Ilya's brow softens. He nods, swallows thickly, then kisses Shane hard. We can't be something, Hollander. Yet, Shane thinks. They just need to find a way through. Ilya steers clear of the nearly healed wound. Doesn't stop him poking at the rest of it, though, and for the first time Shane can see what it's doing to him. What that seems to boil down to is playing Shane like a toy keyboard, getting as many different sounds out of him as he can, each in as many notes of the octave as possible, getting completely glossy-eyed about it. The more he digs his thumb in, the more Shane gets to grunt and moan and gasp, which in turn gets Ilya looking increasingly hungry, pupils like dinner plates, lashes low and heavy. A feedback loop with no fader, building and building, feeding on itself until Shane gets manhandled onto his hands and knees like a rag doll. Use me however you want, whatever you need. Ilya keeps an iron grip on that hip bone, red and sore again with new memories, and he pulls Shane back onto him, harder, deeper, until finally Shane's arms give up and he heads down, ass up for his man, hand on his neck, throat raw from mewling as his orgasm rips through him. So this is love. Hey. Hey. I know it's late. It's pretty late. Shane's heart stutters over hearing Ilya's voice, the way sounds roll off his tongue directly into Shane's ear. Pretty. He wishes he was anywhere but this dark, noisy hospital. Are you alone? Yeah, Shane says. Last ward round just finished. You?
Yes. How are you feeling?
Shane snickers.
Banged up.
You looked banged up, Ilya confirms. How is the pain? I've had better, Shane drawls, grinning.
Okay, so you're still high, Ilya says, and Shane can hear the eye roll.
It's nearly worn off again. I won't get any more until the morning. Shane tries to reposition himself so his phone arm won't get tired, but his elbow gets caught, which sends a shockwave through his upper body.
You are moaning into my ear. This is phone sex now?
Shane laughs. Do you want it to be? He can hear Ilya breathing out through his nose. He waits a long time to speak.
I hated seeing you, Ilya says, dead serious.
Shane feels ice cold all of a sudden.
Not moving, on the ice, on the stretcher, in that bed.
Ah, Shane is about to apologize, but Ilya continues.
And I hated what it did to my body.
Shane frowns. What do you mean?
Ilya laughs a joyless little laugh. You made me Pavlov's dog.
He says it in Russian, Pavlov, so it takes a second for Shane to process it.
Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, I don't get it.
Ilya takes a deep breath. You show me bruises, I play with them, we fuck. This?
Ilya trails off.
I only wanted to feel worried. I did not also want to feel.
Shane can hear him swallowing. Ilya. Shane has never heard him so vulnerable. I conditioned you.
Conditioned, Ilya parrots. Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. Just explaining.
I get it. Shane nods. Then, tentatively, has it gone too far?
A long silence. I don't know, comes the honest response. Sorry, this is not about me. You need to get better.
It's about us, Shane thinks with a thrill. There's an us for things to be about. I will. The doctors say I'll be all right. Just takes time. Shane pauses. Can I be honest for a second? They've never talked about this. Shane thinks it's time.
Okay, Ilya says.
I was feeling pretty shitty about it for a few years, like I was broken or something, and that freaked me out. But that always seemed to happen when I was on my own, never with you. And lately, I'm starting to feel like maybe it's okay. I thought I was normal, boring, Shane says pointedly, and allows for Ilya to huff on the other side. Turns out, I have some quirks. But you? Shane falters, swallowing. You make me feel safe. You make me feel good. Really good. Ilya hums. Shane's grin widens. And, you know, he says, trying to contain himself, you don't hear me complaining. Maybe you don't need to feel so guilty. Like you said, it was out of your control.
I don't like feeling out of control, Ilya says.
And then,
it's a big responsibility.
Shane's stomach drops.
He'd never considered that. It dawns on him that every time he's given up control, Ilya has been there to carry it. I won't allow it.
Ownership. Responsibility. Shit, you're right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Maybe it's good to talk sometimes.
Definitely.
And you're still boring everywhere else.
Shane grins. Of course. It sounds like Ilya's hinting at keeping this going. He doesn't dare ask outright. What he will absolutely do instead is pull at the loose thread Ilya exposed. Shane needs to know how deep this goes. So, Ilya Rosenov.
Shane Hollander.
Tentatively. Did you or did you not get hard seeing your arch-rival lying in a hospital bed, bruised and battered and totally helpless?
Fuck off, Ilya says.
But there's a hint of a smile in his voice, and Shane will cling on to that hint for dear life. Did you or did you not get hard? Shane lets his voice drop low and quiet, just a murmur. It's a very simple question, Mr. Rozanov. I did visit Mr. Hollander in the hospital, and I wished him a good recovery. Ilya starts in his familiar breast cadence. My focus remains on my team and the next playoff games. I will not allow speculation about what may or may not have happened during my visit. Shane chuckles. Stop avoiding the question, Mr. Rozanov. The people want to know the truth. The people want to know if I smothered him with a pillow? I did not. The truth, Mr. Rozanov. Fine, Ilya hisses. I got hard, okay? You were lying there, so smiley, absolutely covered in bruises. Your eyes kept falling shut. I wanted you so fucking badly. Shane huffs, equal parts astonished and vindicated. I fucking knew it. I knew I wasn't the only one. You did this to me. Bullshit, and you know it. You can't fake all those other times. There's no way that was all to humor me or something. You're just as messed up as I am. It's Ilya's turn to huff. But Shane continues to pull on the thread. What did you want to do to me? Tell me. Tell me what you were thinking of doing to me. Ilya pauses. That's fine. Shane can wait. When he speaks again, it's low and quiet. Serious. You were on painkillers. I was a little loopy, probably. A little? Ilya says mockingly. Right, you were out of it. All right, Shane starts. But Ilya cuts him off. Let me finish, he says. And Shane's heart skips a beat. You looked easy. Like you would have been fine with anything. Oh. Like I could have just rolled you over. Done whatever I wanted. Shane's mouth drops open. He gets hot all over, full body flush in an instant. Oh, fuck. That is, he says, and it comes out a little throaty, really fucking hot. He can hear Ilya let out the breath he was holding. He sounds nervous. He sounds sincere. This is not him telling Shane what he thinks he wants to hear. Shane needs to keep this going, or he'll scream. Keep talking. What else? Please? He adds, as pathetic as he can make it. He has to drop his phone near his ear so he can grab his cock with his offhand. It feels awkward, but not doing so is no longer an option. His right arm twitches in the bandaging, wanting to join the party, which is making his entire right side throb. I wanted to climb on top of you. I wanted to pull up that stupid hospital dress. It's open at the back, Shane helpfully adds. You could have just pushed it aside. Oh, fuck. You would have just accepted it. Ilya continues, more strained. Nothing you could have done. You would not have felt a thing. Holy shit, Shane thinks, and lets out a shuddering breath. He can't believe what he's hearing. His cock is leaking all over him as his strokes become rougher. His left hand feels so foreign, it might as well be someone else's. No worrying. No thinking. Oh no, what if anyone sees? You would allow anything, Ilya gasps. Anything I wanted. Anything, Shane echoes. He has to be dreaming. Don't you dare touch your bruises, Ilya orders, low and vicious. I will not let you fuck yourself up even more. Shane's cock jumps. Please, he whines. Ilya, please, God. He needs it. There are so many to choose from. A whole smorgasbord, and of course this time he's not allowed. No, Ilya says. And curses again. Shane keeps pleading. He never wants this to end, but he can't hold back much longer. Take advantage of me, he breathes. Anytime. Doesn't matter. I want it. Fuck, Ilya all but whispers, high and desperate, so unlike him. He's close. You're crazy. You fucking love it. Now let me at my bruises. No, Ilya growls, making Shane shiver. And then, between gasps, your nipple. Pinch your nipple. Shane wants to sob. Having been given permission, his hand flies up, grabs a nipple, and twists mercilessly. It shoots a bolt straight down to his cock, as if connected by a chain. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna...
Yes. Yes. Come on.
Shane grabs himself again, desperate, and he bites his lip, the final moans stuck in his throat as he comes all over himself under his hospital gown. The heart rate monitor spikes. His entire body seems to be pulsating, all of its bruising active and radiating waves of pain. It's like he's coming over and over again. On the other end, the cursing has devolved into Russian. This is home for the next 2 weeks. This is home for the first time in his life. Ilya's idea to leave the blinds up, like in Boston. So much more real this way. No hiding, just for a little while. They get Shane's clothes off together, carefully twisting out of sleeves. Ilya takes a moment to look. I know, Shane says lamely.
Healed.
Ilya points at a faint yellow blob on his forearm. Healed. Nearly healed.
Juicy,
he says as he slaps the one on his thigh that looks like vomit still. Shane grunts, laughing.
Not worth it? Decent.
Ah, Ilya says, I need to know about this one. He points at Shane's clavicle, which still has some purple in the middle. It's just my collarbone. It's not a big deal, Shane shrugs.
I know it's not a big deal. Does it hurt?
Ilya says, and doesn't wait for Shane to respond to start peeling off Shane's boxers. I mean, it's fine in most directions. I just got some new exercises, though, to keep my range of motion. Ilya nods. Both naked, he slowly slides up Shane's body, leaving a trail of kisses anywhere he can find a bruise.
I'll get back to you,
he pointedly says to the thigh one in passing. Shane laughs. It's so stupid. He's so stupid, Shane thinks fondly. Ilya's restraining himself, Shane can tell. Probably thinks that just because Shane gave this big speech about honesty, that he'll want to take things slow. That might have been the plan before. But at present, he's got wet lips in his neck and a naked Ilya Rosanov between his legs, and the human mind can only take so much. He points to the nightstand drawer, unable to bend his arm that way himself, and begins to murmur. Come on, then. Come on. Thought you wanted this. Thought you hadn't gotten any in a month. Don't make me wait. Ilya sits up to straddle him, slaps a hand across Shane's mouth and pinches his dick with the other.
Fucker, he breathes, eyes crinkled in the corners. Don't rush me.
Shane smiles behind his fingers.
That long, eh?
He hadn't been lying earlier, that's for sure. Ilya drapes himself over Shane and kisses him sweetly.
Ready?
Kind of past ready, actually. I was ready a good 20 minutes. Shane moans with Ilya's first thrust.
You're being a little shit,
Ilya says, in between shallow thrusts. Maybe I'm just smug about having you here finally. Ilya shakes his head and grins.
No, he decides, and hits a spot that makes Shane's head roll back.
Shane grins back because he's right. The thing is, he needed to get Ilya out of his own head. He'd arrived so penned up, so anxious, barely able to talk. Shane had not seen him like that, maybe ever. He'd hoped the quiet, private surroundings would help, that his words would help, cautious and calming. But it's actually this, the relentless teasing that gets him out of his shell. Ilya has found his rhythm. Good God, but he missed this. Shane's eyes fall shut, but he forces them back open to look up at Ilya, 17 billion muscles straining, lip between his teeth, fucking into him like it's his whole job. Like hockey is a cute little hobby on the side, and he's just clocked in for the real deal. Shane throws a couple of extra moans in there for effort. Judging from Ilya's face, red and sweaty already, he's not going to last long. And Shane feels extra smug about that. But then Ilya's hand starts digging into his thigh, waking up the old ache there, and a real moan gets out, deeper and raspier. Ilya grins. Better. Shane looks up at him, scandalized. This man knows me too well. But then Ilya slows down, all the way down. Or maybe not. Shane watches, confused, as Ilya leans over him and grabs Shane's right wrist. He wants to say something, but Ilya's jaw is set in a way that says, I know what I'm doing. So he lets him bring his bad arm up, slowly, Ilya's eyes trained on his. And to Ilya's credit, he manages to find a sort of 90-degree position that his collarbone isn't too angry about. With a happy little hum, he laces his fingers through Shane's and sweetly kisses his temple. Shane feels drunk. It's the tender moments, most of all, that bury themselves so deeply under his skin. They've had so few of those over the years. He's been living on crumbs. He turns his head and chases Ilya's lips with his own. A slow, open-mouthed kiss, he hopes, says everything he's too scared to admit out loud just yet. Ilya squeezes his hand as if to say, I know. Only then does he begin to fuck back into Shane, faster now, determined. Ilya's lips travel down to his neck. Shane's legs come up as if on autopilot, and he wraps them around Ilya's waist. Why do they have to fit so perfectly together? Fuck. Do you trust me? Ilya asks, when Shane starts to whimper with every thrust. What? Shane slurs, practically delirious. Ilya's mouth on his ear. Do you trust me? Yeah, of course, Shane gasps. What is this about? I trust you. Ilya nods, repositions himself slightly, picks up the pace even more, like he's only just warmed up. Jackhammers into him at an angle that's going to make Shane scream in a second. And Shane becomes gradually aware of where his hand is traveling when a burn starts spreading across his arm and chest. Oh, shit. Up and up his arm moves past 90 degrees, straightens out over Shane's head slowly but surely, and he wildly looks up at Ilya, heart in his throat. This feels fucking dark. Ilya ignores him. But he'd asked, and Shane had said yes. So he bites his lip instead and focuses on the pain. The pain which is doing all sorts of interesting things simultaneously. Pinpricks near the fracture, a dull throbbing spreading out across his chest, lightning bolts through his shoulder into his arm. Shane feels an orgasm building alongside, layering more sensations on top. Everything's hot and glowing, pulsating, swirling together. He feels so gloriously out of control. Just takes what he's given and lets out whatever his body wants to. No filter, just raw noise. Ilya's hand cups his chest, a gentle caress, then a thumb under his chin, pushing it up. Ilya, here with him, over him, in him. It's all there is. Right there, on the brink, Ilya slaps him across the face. Just hard enough to feel the sting fade. Shane's orgasm breaks, and he gets lit up like a firecracker, cum painting both their stomachs. Ilya joins him with just a few more erratic thrusts, as if he'd been holding out. A real gentleman when he wants to be. He's mumbling something, and Shane has to strain to hear him. It's not Russian. You're perfect. You're so fucking perfect. Eyes still closed, Shane smiles. Shane is surprised to feel his arm still working. Not worse, maybe even a little better. He keeps windmilling it carefully while walking around the kitchen island. Ilya says casually, studying the coffee machine. I looked up what stretches you need to be doing. That was one of them. Shane turns around and looks at him, stunned. Ilya shrugs. I love you, Shane thinks. You're hired, he says instead. But it comes out the same.
The end. Thank you for listening.